shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
First at 4:30, no snooze button for you. The new traditional school year calendar opens up today with tens of thousands of students. We have team coverage this morning to help you get ready for the big day.
Lots of weather happening today as well. For starters, we have some showers and thunderstorms and a level one risk for severe weather. And I'll show you how that could affect your day. Plus, what we're learning about the three victims gunned down at a Florida store during a racial attack.
And more bombshells could be dropped today in Fulton County, Georgia, as Mark Meadows heads to court for a pretrial hearing. How this could have a huge impact on the other co-defendants in the election probe, including Donald Trump. 4:30 straight up on your Monday. Yeah, it's first day of school out there once again upon us. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you with us.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you on this big day, a huge day for schools all across North Carolina. Today marks the first day of class for thousands of students, and that means more buses on the roads as well, which could slow down your morning commute.
WRAL has full team coverage all morning long here in the studio, all around the Triangle, and in the Sandhills to help you get your day started.
It's like a yearbook page. Let's begin with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, who has a look at the back-to-school forecast.
We did have some rain, of course, overnight last night and yesterday, too. Right now, the bulk of it is up into Virginia, so Mecklenburg County seeing some rain. A little bit of light, patchy drizzle happening between Fayetteville, Goldsboro, really along the I-95 corridor up there into Johnston County. That's probably not going to be enough to cause you any real problems, and I wouldn't expect anything severe this morning. You can see these green-shaded areas. That's where we have flood warnings in effect, but nothing in our viewing area. Again, you can see some of the scattered rain around South Hill and Clarksville. That's going to continue to lift northward. We do have a level one risk for severe storms all across our viewing area for today. We take a look at Futurecast, and you can see that rain that begins up there to the north. It may continue for the next few hours, but honestly, this is a great thing. It looks like it's going to be fairly quiet for the morning commute. Once we hit lunchtime, we start to see some scattered storms. Now, the trip home may be different. The kids start to get out of school around, you know, 2, 3, 4 o'clock, you can see a good chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of those may be heavy at times. And again, we do have that level one risk. So that's likely to happen about the time kids are coming home from school. We take a look at Durham this morning, and it's still a little damp from some of the rain last night. 76 is our temperature, and our dew point is 74. So it's really warm and sticky out there. Temperatures will be in the 70s as the kids are heading out to school and coming home. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s. So not a hot day, but it will be cloudy all day long. All right, we have Tropical Storm Idalia. It is basically still right now, winds at 60 miles per hour, and this storm is going to continue to strengthen, likely to be a Category 2 storm as it makes landfall here in Florida early Wednesday morning. And then the track continues to be a little bit farther south and east for us. This is 8 p.m. Wednesday and then 8 p.m. on Thursday. But coming up, we'll talk more about details of what we could see here. Of course, Hurricane Franklin could be a Category 4 storm off the coast of North Carolina, but it stays well offshore.
Elizabeth, thanks. Wake County Schools, the state's largest school district, kicks off a new school year. Even if you don't have children returning to class today, you will notice an increase in school buses throughout Wake County for your morning commute. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from one of the school bus lots in Raleigh. And Laura, I know bus transportation is a concern for a lot of parents, and you spoke with officials about these new routes that these drivers are tackling.
Renee, good morning. We're talking about more than 3,000 students who will be standing at the bus stops today preparing to catch the bus here at the Middlebrook Middle School bus lot. The first bus will roll out at 7:04 a.m. So today, parents and staff will get a first glimpse at how the new extended bus routes will go. Wake County Public Schools is starting off the school year with 560 drivers. The district needs a total of 882 to provide the best service and cover all routes. To address the driver shortage, drop-offs and pickup times will be staggered, as we know, with some students arriving more than 30 minutes late. We asked the director of talent acquisition, how does the school system stand out in the competitive job market to recruit more drivers?
The impact on a child's life, I mean, that's going to be the biggest thing. That bus driver, when they pick up kids in the morning, those kids become accustomed to that bus driver. They get to know the bus driver. They want to show the bus driver their homework and their projects and all these different kind of things.
So under the new bus schedule, as we know as well, that students will be picked up late, almost 40 minutes after the final bell rings to take them back home. So this is something that we will continue to track starting this morning. And of course, parents want to be mindful and use that Here Comes the Bus app to track their bus stops as well. Laura Levine, WRAL News. We're live in Raleigh.
The traditional school year also gets underway in Durham, and this district says it's made major progress in order to welcome students back, including filling its teacher positions. Monica Casey joins us live now this morning. Do Durham officials there, Monica, have they worked out to smooth out these challenges they're having?
Good morning. They have, for the most part. Durham Public Schools are in a much better staffing position than they were this time last year. All bus routes are covered here. The administration emphasizes they are always hiring bus drivers, though, trying to keep that substitute pool of drivers filled as well. At the start of last school year, Durham had 250 teacher vacancies. That number this year is down to 110. Otis Maben is in his first year as the principal at Y.E. Smith Elementary. He tells me his classrooms are fully staffed.
No student here will walk into a classroom without a teacher. I have a few other outside areas, like my AIG teacher that I'm still looking for, and an instructional assistant. But as far as like the classroom teachers, every day on day one, our students are going to come in with a teacher ready to instruct, ready to start their year.
And one school that isn't opening on time, the new Northern High School. Durham Public School staff took us inside that nearly finished building earlier this month, but the recent storm that knocked out power for many and closed year-round schools for 2 days has delayed that opening. Students there will head back to school this Thursday, August 31st, with an open house scheduled for tomorrow. In Durham, Monica Casey, WRAL News.
Let's take you to Cumberland County this morning, where summer is also ending for students and teachers. The school system welcomes back more than 50,000 students in just a few hours. The county has 86 schools with more than 6,000 employees, and half of those are teachers. They spent Friday putting the finishing touches on their classrooms in anticipation of the arrival of their students. It's been 3 years since the COVID pandemic shut down schools and forced students to learn from home. Teachers say that time away from the classroom has created some unique challenges.
The challenge, honestly, is just trying to get them to form relationships with each other and trying to figure out how to get past those nervous boundaries, because a lot of it right now is just trying to get back into the routine.
Teachers say they want the excitement of the first day of school to last throughout the year. Starting at 6 this morning, WRAL's Gilbert Bays will join us live from Cumberland County as the school system welcomes back students and teachers. Remember, WRAL is your back-to-school headquarters. We know you're trying to juggle a lot with your students heading back to class. You can get a closer look at school bus route changes, start times, and safety measures on WRAL.com or in our news app. And you'll be able to access the information around the clock to help make your morning a little easier.
Today, the boyfriend of Alicia Watts is scheduled to appear in court for the first time after being charged with her murder. 51-year-old James Dunmore is being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. Investigators found Watts' body in the woods more than a month after her disappearance. The Moore County Sheriff told WRAL he believes Dunmore knew that area. Dunmore's court appearance is scheduled for 9:30 this morning. We're learning more about the three victims of a mass shooting at a Dollar General store in Florida and about what other plans for violence that shooter may have had. Angela Carr, Gerald Gallion, and A.J. LeGuerre, they died in that shooting Saturday. Now the FBI is investigating. It is a racially driven hate crime. Investigators say the 21-year-old gunman, Ryan Palmetter, left behind detailed writings about what he thought about black people and what he planned to do.
I mean, he was just completely irrational. But with his irrational, thoughts, he knew what he was doing.
Palmetter died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Earlier in the day, he had been turned away from Edward Waters University, a nearby HBCU, by a security officer.
The racial shooting in Jacksonville comes as the nation celebrates the 60th anniversary of the famous March on Washington. It was on this day, August 28, 1963, that Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech. He and 250,000 people gathered on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial for one of the most significant moments of the civil rights movement. This past weekend, thousands from across the country, including right here in the Triangle, held events to celebrate the historic march. New drama is expected to unfold in Georgia today as Mark Meadows heads to court. Up next, we're taking a look at what could happen during his pretrial hearing following charges related to the 2020 election.
Plus, people in Florida racing against the clock as Tropical Storm Idalia spins up the coast.
And here is a live look at Raleigh this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at your back-to-school forecast and the chance for some storms later today.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
443, we take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. A little bit of light patchy rain from the northern part of Sampson County up the I-95 corridor, just to the west of Goldsboro right there in Johnston County. And then we have some heavier rain up near the Virginia line. And of course, those green shaded areas are where we've had some flood warnings, but none of that's in our viewing area. We do have a severe level one risk for severe storms later on this afternoon. It is pretty quiet right now. Most of us not seeing rain at the moment. Your exercise planner this morning, it's warm and it's sticky, but it should be fairly dry. And once we get to the mid to latter part of the afternoon, that's when we'll see more thunderstorms developing. We'll see a high in the mid 80s. Of course, we're also tracking Idalia. We're going to take a look at the path of that storm and what we could expect here coming up.
For the first time today, we're expecting to hear some of the evidence against Mark Meadows, Donald Trump, and their 17 co-defendants accused in the Georgia election probe. Meadows, who is Trump's former chief of staff, will appear in court for a pretrial hearing. The high-stakes hearing is happening in Fulton County, Georgia. Meadows is requesting his case be moved to federal court. Key witnesses are expected to testify today about Trump and his allies' attempt to overthrow the 2020 election. If Meadows is successful with getting his case moved to federal court, this could change things for the rest of the suspects.
The jury pool will come from a larger geographic area, and they may be able to drag in some of those suburban Trump voters. You'd also be taking the state prosecutors out of their home court advantage.
Meanwhile, Trump continues to try to use his arrest to rally his voter base. His campaign says they've raised more than $7 million since his mugshot was taken and released.
The type of aircraft involved in a crash that killed three U.S. military members has also been involved in other recent deadly crashes. An MV-22B Osprey, technically. It crashed yesterday morning off the coast of Australia. Three Marines died in the crash. Five others were seriously hurt. That type of aircraft has the unique ability to lift like a helicopter and then tilt to achieve speed like a plane. Four Marines died in that crash, a similar crash in Norway in March of 2022 using a similar aircraft. Now, five others died in another crash in California, June of last year.
Fayetteville police are working to figure out how a woman died near FSU's campus. Investigators say they responded to a home Saturday afternoon on Coley Drive. Campus police initially responded to a well-being check by family members. Both FSU police and FPD are investigating. Anyone with information is asked to call officers.
St. Joseph AME Church in Durham dedicated its Sunday service to commemorate the historic March on Washington. Hundreds came together yesterday to reflect on how the line between the past and present seems to blur.
It's a time where we focus not just on commemoration and looking at what happened 60 years ago and celebrating many of the advancements over the course of the last 60 years, but today is also a day of continuation where people are continually mobilizing, coming together to fight against the deliberate attempts to roll back many of those rights. There is a full frontal assault on democracy. There is a full frontal assault on communal engagement, on diversity, equity, and inclusion.
The Reverend says that same fight decades ago for fair wages, voter rights, fighting inequities and racial injustices and divisions still continues.
More and more people across the country want certain books pulled from school libraries. The American Library Association says requests to ban books at public schools and libraries hit a 21-year record last year. The group says it received more than 1,000 requests to censor library books in 2022. That's a 70% jump from the previous year. Sexually explicit and books with LGBTQ plus themes are among the most challenged titles since 2016.
Florida is preparing for the arrival of Tropical Storm Idalia. People in the Tampa area are gathering supplies to put sandbags together before that storm gets there. Idalia is predicted to strengthen into a hurricane before reaching Florida later this week. Certainly keeping us busy watching those tracks and also what's happening locally on a big first day of school. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
It's going to be a gray start out there. It's a little warm and sticky, and there may be some light rain. You can see a little bit of shower activity here from just sort of the central part of Sampson County up through Johnston County. A little bit of light patchy rain. There's some heavier rain up into Virginia and say around the Piedmont area around the Triad, but none of that's likely to be headed our way. We did have some rain overnight last night, but it looks like later this afternoon we'll have a better chance of some severe storms. Wind damage would be the biggest threat that we would see this afternoon. Again, it's a level one risk. That means just a few isolated storms could produce some wind damage. Here's a look at Futurecast. You can see the rain that's up into Virginia. That's going to hang around just to our north, especially up around, say, South Hill, Virginia. The possibility around lunchtime that we could see some of those storms in our northeastern counties. But it should be fairly quiet between now and then. Like I said, it's gray. It's a little damp out, and there could be a little light rain or drizzle. But it's when the kids are coming home from school today that it's more likely that we'll see some scattered storms. Here's 3 o'clock. You can see the storms from Durham to Raleigh over toward Rocky Mount and a little bit of scattered rain down to the south. Really just sort of widespread scattered storms at 4 o'clock and at 5 o'clock. So it will be an issue for the evening commute as well. And then on into dinner time as well. This is not likely to really taper off until after midnight or so. We take a look at what's happening right now. A good bit of cloud cover out there. You can see the buildings sort of in the clouds a little bit there in downtown Durham. 76 is our temperature and our dew point 74. So it's warm and it's muggy. It's very tropical feeling. Temperatures will stay in the 70s until around lunchtime. Around town today, we'll see a high of 85 in Raleigh, 83 in Durham, and 87 in Fayetteville. So we're keeping it out of the 90s today. And we may see a little bit of sunshine during the afternoon. We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies. Got to take a look here at Idalia. This storm will likely get an update any minute. And definitely at the top of the hour, we'll have the new forecast path. But it has winds at 60 miles per hour right now, likely to become category one later today and possibly category two by Wednesday before it makes landfall there in Florida, skirting our coast as a tropical storm with winds at 60 to 65 miles per hour. By 8 p.m., it is off our coast, but we'll definitely have some rainfall from this. This is a look at Wednesday's rainfall potential. It's a higher risk for flooding in our southern counties and then definitely closer to the coast. We could see anywhere from an inch and a half in the northern part of our viewing area to 5 inches closer to the coast. So again, we still have a lot of time before this storm gets here. It's going to be late Wednesday into Thursday. Temperatures will be cooler on Thursday at 74, but we're quiet after that. And we do have one day in the 90s in the 7-day forecast.
Elizabeth, thank you. If you didn't think she was the greatest of all time, you won't have to question it anymore. Up next, the new and impressive record Simone Biles now holds after her weekend competition.
Well, it's back to school today, and some students may be nervous to meet those new teachers and classmates. What a young girl in Durham is doing to help overcome back to school jitters.
Thousands of students are heading back to school today, and many of them will have some first day jitters. WRL's Julian Grace spoke with a young author who is sharing her story of overcoming those fears.
I was nervous because I thought my personality was so different that I would not fit in.
You're listening to a coloring story about Parker J. Jackson's first day of school.
She seemed nice, sweet, and caring. I asked her if she wanted to be my friend.
The 10-year-old Arthur shares she was nervous and worried she would not make friends. So she gave herself a pep talk.
If you just like take a breath and like say I got this, then sooner or later you just like walk in there and be fine. And you'll feel confident.
According to health experts, anxiety can strike a student when they are in a new school with the new classmates and a new teacher. So Parker wrote about it. She gives steps on how she addressed her fears in her coloring story titled The First Day of School Jitters. In the book, she shares how she gained the courage to ask a classmate to be her buddy. The girl said yes, and they've been pals ever since.
It was actually an idea that my grandma gave me. Like, after I told the story, she said that would be a great idea for a book.
Parker was all in on the book. She spent time crafting her story. She attended Zoom meetings and created a layout, and her grandmother found a publisher. And now she has the finished product.
I'm an author now, and I can't believe it.
And the goal is to encourage other students on that first day of school.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good because I've always, wanted to be, a role model or an influencer to kids.
I love this story so much. Yes, Parker, you've got this. Parker is a former Holt Elementary School student in Durham. She wrote the book when she was 9 after recalling her first day in school. You can find the book on Amazon and on Barnes & Noble.
Simone Biles flipped her way to another win, causing a lot of excitement this morning. Her record 8th all-around U.S. Gymnastics Championship. She competed Sunday in San Jose, California. The 26-year-old is now the oldest woman to ever win the championship. Biles' 8th title breaks the record she shared with Alfred Yoakum, who won his 7th all-around gold medal 90 years ago. Safe to say, Simone is the GOAT. You can tell her style is... Next at 5, our back-to-school team coverage picks back up. We have everything you need to know to get your kids ready for the new school year, from weather to bus routes and much more.
Plus, a state representative is hurt after crashing his pickup truck. What we're learning about Marvin Lucas's condition and what happened moments before he hit a house and tree.